The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the activities that I've started doing this fall is every other Sunday night, I go to Sunray Lanes and participate in bowling. I've become a substitute on a Sunday night league, and so every other Sunday night I go there and I am paired up with a different partner, and some of those people are here in the pews this morning, because a lot of the people in the bowling league on Sunday evening are St. Paschal people or connected in some way to the parish. So it allows me to see them and them to see me in a little different light and a little bit of competition and fun. When you're bowling, you notice other people. At least I do. I notice their technique, how they bowl, how they get a strike, or how they pick up a spare. And I sometimes get helpful tips just by watching them, how I can improve myself and my bowling. It's also important for me not to get prideful and looking at other people when they're bowling, thinking, I don't want to do it that way. I better not follow that person's example. Oh, how good am I as a bowler? I'm so much better than other people. And then, of course, if you think that way, you get up to the bowling lane on your turn and you don't hit a very good shot and you think, well, I've been humbled. We often compare ourselves, not only in bowling, but I think throughout life, it's maybe a temptation that we have when we think we're very good and we compare ourselves to others, whether it be with money or possessions, how tall we are, how good looking we are. And we can certainly give thanks to God for our blessings. That's a good thing to do. And in fact, the Pharisee in the parable today, he starts off his prayer in a good way by saying, O God, I thank you. I wish he had gone on and said, thank you for my blessings, Lord. But instead, he starts comparing himself to the rest of humanity. The Pharisee says, O God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, all these losers. They're greedy, they're dishonest and adulterous. How good I am. Thank you, God, for making me so good. This is the part of the parable that Jesus is trying to teach us, as well as the Pharisees and anyone who, when we're convinced of our own goodness, our own righteousness, our own holiness, when we start getting prideful and thinking we're so far ahead of other people, Jesus says this is not the way to pray. Rather, he holds up the example of the tax collector. The tax collector who starts his prayer not in a prideful way or a boastful way, but rather starts off, O God, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. This is a recognition that we need God's mercy. The Pharisee didn't recognize his need for mercy. He thought he was so far ahead of other people, he didn't even ask for forgiveness. The tax collector knew he needed to be forgiven. He was humble. He humbled himself. He knew he needed God. For the Pharisee, I'm not sure if he really recognizes his need for God. Rather, he just professes how great he is, how much better he is than others, that he's fasting and paying tithes. It's good for us to do those things, but not to get caught up in the practice of our faith where we think we're so great and so holy. This causes us to forget to be humble. We all need God's mercy. Every one of us is a sinner. We all need to beg for that forgiveness and to trust that God wants to give it. But God can only give it if we ask for it. And if we're too prideful, we may not think we need to even ask for it. We do. We do need to ask for that mercy. One of the ways that we can recognize that we need God's mercy is to just be honest about where we need healing in our life. To bring that healing, that need for healing to God, to recognize the wounds that we have, the wounds of our past, the wounds in our present, that we need to be healed of those things, that we recognize our faults, the mistakes we've made, to be honest with ourselves and with God, to do that, to bring that to prayer, and to know that God wants to bring healing to those areas. In fact, that's how we start the Mass, with the penitential rite, where we call out for God's mercy. We pray, like we did today, pray, my brothers and sisters, for me in my need for mercy. So as a community, we bring that forth at the beginning of the Mass. We all say that, God, have mercy on us. We're in this together. We all need each other as we pray for God's mercy. There was a story I heard about. It was a story of somebody who went to Padre Pio, and he met him back in the 1940s. Padre Pio was a Franciscan priest that lived in Italy. He died in 1968, and he became known for having the stigmata, the wounds of Jesus in his hands. He became kind of famous for this, and people wanted to go to see it and to observe it and to, is this really real? Does he really have the bleeding wounds of Jesus in his hands, the hands that Jesus had on the cross where he was nailed? And Padre Pio would cover up those wounds because he didn't want people to focus on the wounds. He wanted them to focus on God. But he became quite well known, and he was beatified in the year 1999 and then later canonized a saint in 2002. But the story that I heard about was, this was from Cardinal Dolan, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who's the cardinal in New York. At that time in 1999, after Padre Pio was beatified, there were many people that traveled to Italy for the beatification ceremony. And Cardinal Dolan says that he was at that time the rector of the North American College in Rome. And there were a lot of American pilgrims who came to Rome for that. He met a group of them, and one of them, these groups was a group of soldiers that had served in the military together in the 1940s and were there in Italy. And one of them elbowed the other soldier and said, "Tell Cardinal Dolan your story about Padre Pio." And so this man says, "Well, it was 1945. Now, this is a World War II veteran. "It was 1945, and these guys invite me to go to take the train down to see Padre Pio at San Giovanni Rotondo. It was the early morning mass. I wasn't all that excited because I was sort of a fallen away Catholic. I was cynical about all this stigmata stuff, but I went along for the ride. After the mass, we were invited to stand in a line to meet Padre Pio. I was not impressed at all. These other guys were nervous and they were fawning all over him, but none of that was for me. So when I got up to Padre Pio, I taunted him. I said to him, 'Show me your wounds.' I had heard that he had this stigmata, the five wounds of Jesus from the cross, but he was wearing these half gloves and they were covered up. Everybody gasped and tried to shut me up, but I demanded again, 'Show me those wounds.' Padre Pio looked at me and smiled and replied, 'Show me your wounds.' I looked back at him and said, 'What are you talking about? I don't claim to have the wounds like you do. Show me your wounds.' Padre Pio answered me, "My friend, I'll be glad to show you my hands and feet, but believe me, you have wounds too." And with that, he led me over to the confessional, and I poured out my guts to him, because I sure had a lot of sins, a lot of wounds. I think about that story that we may deny in our lives that we have wounds, and there may be reasons we do that, out of shame or guilt or just not wanting to face them. But if we can bring them and recognize them and bring them to God to say, "Lord, I do have wounds. I'm a sinner. I need to be forgiven." I think if we do that, that's a wonderful step towards avoiding this tendency or this temptation to be convinced of our own righteousness like that of the Pharisee. And at the end of the day, we also have to be careful that we don't look at this parable and say, "Oh God, I thank you I'm not like that Pharisee," because then we started comparing ourselves all over again. We need to recognize just who we are. We're beloved children of God, and we can trust God to show us mercy.